All right, welcome back to Blair and Barker.
We'll have to investigate this merchandise thing a little. With people.
7:07 will be the first pitch tonight, the first of three games between the Jays and the Colorado Rockies at the Rogers Center. Kevin Gausman will make the start for the Jays tonight. Ryan Feltner for the Rockies. The Jays coming off a series win over the Seattle Mariners, followed by an off day. John Schneider is manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, and he joins us on Blair and Barker. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Nice to talk to you. Thanks for having
me. Barker, we're drawing diagrams of T-shirts here that we want to sell for Blair and Barker. I don't know if it's going to...
Nobody's going to buy those, John.
John will buy one.
I'll take one. I don't know if I'll buy one. I'll take one.
That's part of the problem, right?
Absolutely.
Before we get around to asking the deep, penetrating questions, the reports, and I know Shai retweeted a report that Yariel Rodriguez has been called up from Buffalo. Can you tell us anything about whether any moves have been made so far or what the plans might be for Yariel?
Yeah, he's here, obviously. He's on the taxi squad right now for the time being, and he'll likely be active this weekend, but we'll know more after tonight's game. But, yeah, he is here in the building right now.
John, the first thing I thought of when I heard that might be happening was, is there something wrong with Kevin Gausman? And my question would be for you is, are you worried about the velocity? We have seen that before. Cold weather, he's an older guy, he's thrown a bazillion times. Like, occasionally he's just not going to come out the way you want it to come out. But is there any worry this time around that you won't see his velocity?
I don't think so, no. I mean, Kev felt fine. His side in between was fine. And, looking for just kind of a normal outing from him tonight. I think Yariel's kind of more geared towards the weekend and looking forward to Kev pitching tonight.
Nice.
Romano and Swanson, what can you tell us about them? How we know that they pitched yesterday. How close are they to coming back here?
Yeah, they're getting there. Pitched yesterday. They felt good yesterday after the outing, and they're here today along with Jano working out here. They're going to pitch tomorrow in Buffalo. Their game got canceled today, but Alec is going to start the first game tomorrow, and then Swanee and Jordan will pitch in that game. Jano will catch that game and kind of go from there, but they're getting pretty close, and all the reports are good, and they're feeling good.
With Danny Jansen, is it throwing? Is it hitting? Is it, he can hit in the cage? There's no worry about the wrist? What are you looking for from him?
Yeah, I think just building up right now, Kev. I mean, just basically treating him like a spring training, trying to get him a couple games this weekend and see where he's at. But he's been hitting for a while. He's been catching for a while, and now it's just kind of building up as we would, in spring training towards the end of camp. So he just walked out of the office. He's ready to go. I mean, he's anxious to get back at it. And if we can get two games in this weekend for Jana, we'll be in a good spot.
Nice.
John, the last game of the Mariners series aside, I think we started to see in the first two games of that series what appeared to be anyhow a template for the way this team will be hitting when they're successful, right? We saw doubles. We saw home runs. Your big guys came through. We saw some stolen bases. You put pressure on the other team defensively. You put pressure on the pitcher defensively. Did those two games kind of encapsulate, those two wins kind of encapsulate how you would like to see this team play more often?
Yeah, I mean, the first two were really good against two really good pitchers. I mean, Seattle's got arms, we know that, and I think Gilbert had really good stuff on Wednesday. But you look at the first two, you're wearing down the pitchers, the starters at least, and, getting the pitch count up. And getting some timely hits, getting some timely hits with guys on base, home runs from Bo and from Vlad, obviously. But add-on runs were big. I think, Bo with a two-out, two-run homer. Izzy chipping in with a couple knocks and George with a couple add-on runs. That's kind of what we're shooting for. And we'd like to kind of keep adding those runs on in a perfect world, and you're really trying to, wear out those bullpen guys as well. But I thought we did a really good job with two really good starters that had good stuff in Castillo and Kirby. So hopefully that's kind of the blueprint of what we're trying to do.
John, it looks like Dalton Varsho has a little bit better separation between his front foot and his hands. How do you think that'll help him going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, he's working at it for sure. And when he gets in position to hit on time, he hits the ball hard and he's pretty good. His bats, I think, are getting better. But you know, it's going to take, you know, it's day by day. You know what I mean? I think that he's pretty close to being really good and kind of the version of what we saw down in Florida in spring. He was in good counts all camp, it felt like, and it's a lot easier to do in spring training as opposed to the season when guys are game planning. But when they're on time with their mechanics, and you kind of let your bat speed do the work, he's as good as anybody. So encouraging at bats from him, you know, as of late, and hopefully he can kind of just keep it rolling.
Tim Mays, as you well know, lefties OPS are hitting over 1,400 against it. Hitters slugging over 1,200 on the sinker. He's throwing the sinker 2 miles an hour slower. John, I think just the simple question for you is, how does the sinker get better?
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole lot of things that go into it, really. I mean, the velo is down a little bit. That kind of was a trend, you know, as camp ended. And, you know, we're aware of that. Timmy's aware of that. And I think the biggest thing, you know, two-part answer here is I don't think we've been at the, you know, we haven't had the luxury of putting him in spots where we kind of put him in years past, you know, kind of dominating lefties. And then from there, you know, I think that with the velo down, he's throwing a few more sliders for sure. But I think for Timmy, it's just getting back to being what he's been great at and trusting that the velo was going to come. There's ways to combat it, you know, with ways, you know, with how he's playing catch, how he's getting loose, his throwing program, all that kind of stuff. And we've talked to Timmy. He's been, you know, he's been up front with how he's feeling, and he's feeling good. This, you know, sometimes the velo isn't quite there. That happens at times, and you know, we're confident that it's going to turn. And when it does, he'll be back to being, you know, one of the best lefties in the game.
Mm-hmm. John, what's your confidence level right now in Hennessy Cabrera, and what was the, you know, the I understand this is a couple of days later, but the choice of Meza over him, what went into that choice?
Yeah, everyone, I mean, at this point at time in the year, you know, guys are, you know, some guys feel great some days, some guys don't. You know, so it's not just strictly a numbers-driven decision. You know, there have been days where some guys haven't been feeling the best physically, and that leads to some decisions. But I think after an off day yesterday, confidence in Cabbie is where it's always been. You know, we trust him really in any spot. And, you know, he's been, you know, I think kind of building up a little bit as camp ended and as the season started to where he wants to be and feel, you know, comfortable every single time he's out there. I think if he was feeling a little bit better physically on Wednesday, he probably would have been in there, you know, and I think the fact that we had an off day yesterday kind of played into it.
Yeah, John, I really don't sometimes know how to talk about Chris Bassitt because there's a lot going on. And then you watch him with the pitch timer and, you know, where the clock's at whenever he is not even sort of standing on the mound, right, or on the rubber. It's like, you know, you got to get it. You're going to agree on it. You're trying to throw it where you want it to end up. Like, there's a lot going on there. Is that an issue now? Is there just that he's trying to make sure he's on the same page and he wants to make sure it ends up where he wants it to end up?
Yeah, that's kind of Chris. You know, yeah. I think he's the one pitcher that we do have that is very aware of the clock and how to either use it to his advantage or manipulated, if you will. But yeah, that's kind of him. You know, you look at him and he's in the mound and, you know, he could be rolling and it looks like he's in agony out there sometimes.
So yeah.
He's got some quirks out there for sure that we know of. But yeah, I think that, you know, his personality kind of leads to some of the things that you see on the mound too with the pitch clock.
Yeah, it's funny because I said to Kevin, man, I've gone from being frustrated watching him pitch to absolutely love watching him pitch because you can just tell that he's screwing. It's, I almost get the impression he's screwing around with everybody. Like, he knows. He knows what we're thinking, and he's having fun.
And you, the manager, too,
it.
John. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, he's very aware of the rules and how, you know, how they're being put to use right now. You know, you think back to the game in New York with Bowden. It was a leadoff hitter against Glaber, and he kind of stepped off by accident and delivered a pitch, and Chris is thinking of a way he can use it to his advantage. So he's always thinking about something. You know, we've gotten to the point to where we tend to not worry about him when he is out there, when he's doing something crazy.
John, the third time through here with the rotation, it just looks like it's supposed to look, I think. What have you seen from the rotation and what have you liked that you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, Jose set the bar, right? Jose's been great since day one. And I think the last two from Cooch have been really, really promising and encouraging. And Chris kind of, you know, getting back to himself. It's funny, Chris's first two, you know, I don't think that the results were exactly where he or we wanted him to be, but his stuff has been really, really good. He was good in spring, and it's been kind of carryover into the season. But, you know, you get those three guys, and then, you know, you get Kev, obviously, getting back to himself, which we're pretty confident he's going to be starting tonight. It's kind of, everyone knows that's how we're built with those guys doing their thing. So it's been a good turn through so far, and hopefully Kev gets us going on the right foot this series.
Do you almost get the sense that there is another level to Jose Berríos? I mean, we've talked about this. You know, he's so dependable in terms of, knock on wood, in terms of staying healthy and posting up and all that. But I kind of get the sense watching him this year that there may just be a little more sort of an all-star-ish level to this guy.
Yeah, he's in a really good spot. You know, you don't want to jinx it or anything. But he's pretty focused, and he was, all winter and all spring. I mean, he's really, I think he's kind of hitting that part of his career where, you know, stuff has always been there, but he's really understanding how his stuff works, and his confidence is really, really high right now. Always been durable, you know, knock on wood, and he's always been a very good pitcher, but I think he's really hitting that point where he understands what his stuff is doing, pretty well against this league right now. And, you know, when you're confident and you have stuff, it's a pretty good combo. But his game is really tight, and, you know, I think he was very vocal about wanting to kind of take that next step at, you know, as a member of the rotation and a big part of it, and he's really answered the bell so far.
John, whenever you see Kirky not getting any hits, I think the first thing you think of is he playing too much behind the plate, right? I think it's 11 out of the 13 games he started behind the plate. I see you smiling. I mean, that's sort of absolutely. That's the conversation, right? Is there any worry that you may be playing him too much back there, because you're putting a lot on his plate with the offensive side, right? Where you're putting him in the order and the times he's coming up with traffic on the bases, like he's being asked to, you know, get the big hit in the ninth inning with a runner on second against a dude throwing 99. Like, there's a lot there. Any worry that maybe the bat's looking a little slower because he's playing too much behind the plate?
I don't think so. I think it is. It's early. You know what I mean? It's a demanding spot for him to be in right now, you know, behind the plate. And, I think it gets magnified just because of the position he plays. You know, George has played every game, Vlad's played every game. You know, we don't really talk about that, but it gets magnified as a catcher. Kirky's has a big hits for us too. You know, three hits in New York. He has the RBI single against Castillo. Munoz is a tough draw, you know, to elevate that ball like he did. That's a good swing right there. There's been some signs that are coming for Kirky, I think. It's tough when you're asked to, you know, not only lead a staff and be in charge of a game plan and then go get some hits too, when you are playing that position. So off day came in a good time for him yesterday for sure. And, I'm sure getting Jano back here pretty soon will be a welcome sign.
Yeah, with Kiermaier defensively, I mean, it's off the charts. You've seen it first move, way he runs his routes, his arm strength, like it's off the charts. But offensively, are you seeing anything maybe that is alarming? I know he came out and said because of what he didn't make in the offseason when it come to money-wise from other teams, he was thinking maybe he needs to change his game, his mindset, maybe try and pull balls in the air a little bit more earlier in counts. Are you seeing too much of that? Would you like to see maybe the, you know, down and through it, stay in the big part of the field a little bit more? What are you seeing from him?
Yeah, for Kev, I mean, obviously defense speaks for itself. He's one of, if not the best out there, like you said. I think offensively, quietly had a pretty good spring, I think, with some of the things he was trying to do, and players are always trying to evolve. You know, Kev's coming off one of his best years offensively last year, and I think just him recognizing what he did to get to that point and not trying to do too much will be big for him. And when you got something to prove, you feel like when you're a guy like Kevin, who is a really, really good competitor, you want to really go out and do a lot. And I think him just understanding, you know, how he fits in our offense, how he fits in our lineup, and the things that we're asking him to do to make our lineup function properly. You know, it's not asking him to do too much. So he's a guy, he'll run into some balls for sure. The biggest difference is just, you know, the swing and miss right now, which happens to a lot of guys. And, he's working on it. And I think that, you know, just a matter of time before he's back to being Kevin Kiermaier.
John, we saw Jimmy Garcia with 100 mile an hour and it's running. How do you keep that fresh?
Oof, carefully, because you want that. You know what I mean? Jimmy's been, you know, quietly, I think since we've acquired him, he's quietly been one of the better relievers in the league, you know, even with an up and down first half last year. But you got to be careful with him until we really get all of our reinforcements back with Jordan and Swanee. So, his stuff is pretty electric. But, you know, you got to be careful. Two innings is a big ask, you know, at this point in the year for a leverage reliever. He did that on Wednesday pretty easily, it looked like. So you got to just be in touch with him, see how he's feeling. If he needs to get an extra day here and there, so be it. But, you know, you can't really put into words how important he's been for us so far. And his stuff just kind of continues to tick up, you know, as he's going. It kind of did it the second half of last year. He's kind of picked up where he left off.
Yep.
John, we're going to let you run and get ready for the game tonight. Thanks so much for doing this, and go get him.
Yeah, good luck, buddy. All right. Thanks,
John. Yeah,
thanks, guys.
See you, man. Talk to you.